Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hello, Felicia. My name is Demetrius Williams, and I'm calling because of some packages that I've been receiving. And I didn't order this stuff.
May I have your zip code, please?
63111.
Give me the first and last name again.
Demetrius, Demetrius Williams.
Okay, the phone has a lot of static in it. What was that last name?
Williams, W-I-L-L-I-S. Yes.
Okay. And that zip code again was 63111.
Yes.
Could the order be under a different name? Because I'm not locating that name in the system.
No, I didn't order this at all. So I don't know why it would be up under a different name. It's coming in my name.
Where did you get this number from?
From one of the packing slips.
Okay, do you know what was ordered?
Yeah, Viramaxrin and Testomaxrin.
Give me the name of that order again.
What the product was?
Yes, sir.
Viramaxrin and Testomaxrin.
Now, we have the Viradox and the Testoviara. Do you have the product with you now in front of you?
I got the packing slip, the packing list. That's what I'm reading it from.
Do you have the actual product?
Yeah, I got an envelope. Wait a minute.
Okay, does one of those bottles say VR Docs or Testo VR?
Yes, I'm gonna spell it for you. T E S T O M A X R Y N.
Okay, look at the back of the bottom and see if you see a customer service phone number listed. And it may be in small print, but there should be a phone number on the back of that bottle.
I'm not looking at the bottle. I'm looking at the envelope that it's in. You want me to open the package?
Well, that would be the only way to get the product itself so that you can get the phone number, because we don't care the one that you're calling out. We have the Testo Viara.
What am I looking for on the back of this?
It's on the back of that bottle, and it's probably in small print, but there should be a customer service number listed on the back of that bottle.
It says questions or comments, call 1.
That would be the number that you would call regarding the order that you have.
That's you. It's called 1-855-694-4454.
Does that bottle say it's Testo Viara on it?
No, the bottle say Viramaxrin, the word I spelled to you.
We don't carry that. We carry the Viara Docs and the Testo Viara. What's the last 4 of the card number that you're charged on? Give me your first name again, Mr. Williams.
Demetrius.
Yes, I don't have an order for you, for Demetrius Williams in my database. Under the zip code or the name, and I'm checking your card number now, and there is no charge billed in our system for a card ending in 2941.
It was sent to me from a P.O. Box 5006, Buena Park, California, 90622.
Well, is there anyone else in the household that maybe the product can be under their name?
No, it's shipped to Demetrius Williams, 4634 Michigan Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111-1529.
Okay. I'm not putting up that order, sir, so what I would suggest is to call your card company, and they can give you a customer service number that's linked to those charges. So that way you can call the company that sent the order to you.
Your company sent the order to me.
I'm not pulling you up in the system, sir. And again, we carry the VR docs.
Huh?
The order that we carry is not the same what you have in, that you just spelled out to me. So somehow there's a mix-up somewhere with your order. But your card company should be able to give you the customer service number to the company that sent that product out to you.
They don't give me the same address that's on this envelope. I got a USPS tracking number on here, too.
Let me get that tracking number. Give me 1 second. What's the tracking number?
9400111205498583137.
And what is your address again?
4634 Michigan Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111.
And you don't go by any other name that could be on your statement?
No, ma'am.
We can check one of my other systems here, because I'm not locating any information for you. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What date was that charge billed to your card?
I don't know.
You don't know what date it was billed?
No. This package doesn't even have a package slip in it.
Give me 1 second. I'm checking something else for you, Mr. Williams.
Okay.
Because we handle over 400 different billing companies. So I'm just going to check and see if you have one with one of our other companies here. And I'm not the company that sent the product out. I only handle the billing for various merchants. So continue holding for me, okay?
I will.
Okay, I think I located an account here on this back end. Okay, so I see where you placed the order for the trial offer of the male enhancement product. When you initially ordered it, you paid the shipping cost for $7.49 and also $6.59.
I did.
Yes, sir. You initially ordered and you paid the shipping and handling to have the order delivered to you. So when you first placed the order, mm-hmm. you was only charged shipping costs. The trial was only for 14 days. So that allows you the opportunity to try the product first to see how well you like it. And within your trial, if for any reason you do not want to keep it and pay the full cost, it had to be canceled, and you had to send the product back to the fulfillment center. So what's happening is, because the order that you have at your home is a 30-day supply, it was never returned back within your trial, so that's why the order continued to be shipped to your home address. So that's what happened. It was shipped out because you never called back in to have it canceled.
Yes, I did, too.
Do you have your cancellation number?
No, that was a long time ago since I canceled that order. This stuff wasn't coming here. And I ain't never ordered no stuff like this. Nothing for muscle enhancement. And I wouldn't order nothing where I got to take it every day, no way.
Do you know when you called in and canceled it?
Let me see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 envelopes of that stuff. And if it's coming once a month, 6 months ago.
Do you by chance have a cancellation number when you called in?
If I did, I wouldn't have the number.
Okay, so I can go ahead and update your order for you. Now, if you are interested in continuing, this is one of our top products to help boost your testosterone count, to give you more energy and stamina for better performance, and I can lock in for you at 35% off of your next order.
No, ma'am, I want to use a return label so I can send all this stuff back.
Now, you will have to call back in with the confirmation from when you previously called in and canceled it, because the fulfillment center, they're unable to accept return orders. So we can't take the return orders back to the fulfillment center. So we will certainly need a confirmation of when you called in previously to have the account canceled.
Well, evidently, he didn't cancel it with fast talking behind because they're still coming here.
Repeat that for me.
I said, evidently, he didn't cancel it with his fast talking self because the orders are still coming there.
Do you recall who you spoke with when you called in before?
No, ma'am. He only gave me his first name when he answered the phone, when I called and ordered that free sample. I remember now. He kept on trying to sell me a whole bunch of that. I said, no, I just want to try the free sample. If it does what you said it do, then I'll take it and I'll call you back with another order. But right now, I'm just ordering the free sample. It said no obligation. I could order the free sample. I wasn't obligated to purchase anything. Just pay the shipping and the handling. And that's what I did. But evidently, he did something else because these envelopes are still coming there.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and update your order. Now, if you know of anyone else that may be interested in trying it, if you have a friend or a family member, I don't mind putting in the VIP rate for 50% off of all future orders for you, or if you know of anyone else that would be interested.
I don't want no orders of this stuff, period. Like I say, I don't order anything that I got to consume every day.
Okay. Now, you also, if you don't want to take it every day, We can also ship it out like every other month, and then you can take it like you're not taking it every day.
I don't want this at all. I tried the free sample.
Okay, because I was going to say discount the future orders with my employees discount for 75% off if you were interested in leaving it active.
I don't want it. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so I can go ahead and cancel the account for you, and this will automatically stop all future orders so that you don't receive anything further moving forward.
So what about these envelopes that I got here? I don't want this.
Now, as long as you can call us back with the confirmation of what you had called before. So what I would do is I would check through your emails if I were you. And once you find that, because we automatically send you over an email whenever you cancel. So if you can find that email with that cancellation notification number, then you can give us a call. Go ahead.
I didn't give him an email. I didn't have an email at the time. I don't even think
your
email
is not
email
Mr. D. Williams 1950 at Gmail.
That's my email. I didn't give him an email.
You provided it when you placed your order, sir.
I didn't have an email back then.
You have to have an email, otherwise it won't go through for you.
But that one went through. So I'm stuck with the rest of these pills I got here that I can't use. I'm just stuck
now,
with
unless
them.
You can call, unless you can call, like I said, check for your emails, Mr. Williams. If you find a confirmation number, then I want you to give us a call back, because at that time, as long as we get that confirmation number away from where you called in, we can start and get this rectified for you.
Okay, but I won't get no more of these pills, right?
So you'll get an email I'm sorry, go ahead.
I won't get any more of these pills, right?
No, sir. As of right now, I'm going back to your orders now, making sure that we have a complete cancellation so that you're not shipped out or charged for anything further going forward. And again, check your emails for the confirmation that your account is closed out. Do you want me to give you a verbal cancellation number, or did you want to just send the email to you?
You send me the email.
Okay. So you will get that email that's going to give you confirmation that your account is terminated so that you don't receive anything more. And is there anything else for you today?
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, Mr. Williams, thank you so very much for your patience with located your account. I'm glad that we were able to get this taken care of for you.
There is one other question.
Yes, sir.
When building my account, how do I identify that on my bank statement?
It should be from whatever you saw that charge on the most charge. I'm not sure what your bank would have it listed under, but it should say the Testo Maxern.
That's the company it's coming from?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to know how to identify it.
Okay. Would there be anything else for you, Mr. Williams?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Bye-bye.
Bye.